Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings. This is Mama Seven, and this is A Wonderful Approach Radio. I am so glad to be here at this time of day with all my good friends and family. You know, this is the wind down. You know, we have been doing devotions, and it has been more than a notion, okay? We are really, really working hard, working diligently, getting our fasting, staying focused on all the good positive things that we want going on in our life. And I'm just so happy and proud to be here, especially for those that are doing the food fast. This is, I say, the radio program almost turns into dinner theater. So, you know, everybody will start, hopefully, start to break your fast. We have now found out, me and my fast buddies have found out that everyone, the sun doesn't set at the same time for everybody. And we also found out not only is the sun setting later and later each day, it's rising earlier and earlier. And so it really becomes a test of will to maintain our food fast as well as our everything else we're trying to maintain, okay? But I know that it is worth it. You know, we do so much good, positive work with A Wonderful Approach. I get lots of positive feedback from people when they share, okay, this was wonderful, that was wonderful, I learned this, I got that. You know, it is, it's really, really a blessing for us to work together, and I'm very proud of all those that take that time and opportunity to work with me. Last week's show was absolutely awesome, as all of them are. This was a little different. You know, we were talking about the battle within, and it was so important to kind of call a couple things out, you know, call them out on the carpet. You know, there were some words that had to be shared when we speak about, you know, being our best cheerleader slash being our worst enemy. You know, we had to really talk about how we move when we're not being fearful, who we are when we are brave and confident in our abilities and brave and confident in God's promises for us. And so it was a really interesting show. I strongly suggest anyone that's having any type of inner turmoil, you know, not quite sure how to handle things, you know, where it's bothering you deep on the inside, take a moment and look into what you're fighting, how you're fighting. Are you fighting yourself? Are you fighting common sense? Does Mr. or Mrs. Defensive got you on the blocks and they sitting up here talking talking bad to you and you're absorbing it? So, you know, the question is, when it comes to the battle within, how are you going to fight an enemy that knows you well? So it was a really, really interesting show. And there are a few shows I go back and listen to. That's when I had to kind of go back and be like, okay, what is that fear factor, and how is it holding people hostage? So it was a wonderful show. Just like tonight, it's going to be an absolute wonderful show. All of the shows are spirit-led, and when we are being led by spirit, we don't always know the destination. We just know we're supposed to follow along, and we try to the best of our ability to follow, to make sure we're doing things, you know, correctly, you know, to be that righteous person. We work hard at that. So it is wonderful. I absolutely adore my co-host that I have that's going to be coming on, the Angel Mayotte and her sweet, sweet honey. I can't say sugar because, you know, all my vegan people out there who do so hard to stay away from the sugar. So I'm going to say my honey, you know. Just as sweet as pie, gentle, loving, caring, is going to speak to us about this holistic self-care. I hope everybody's listening. I hope everybody is paying attention to some of the topics that are coming up and then coming up again and then different twists. I mean, I can tell you in the last maybe 3 or 4 months, there's been a lot of energy circulating around the care of the temple. You know, there, and again, when I say spirit led, it's not always my spirit that's doing the leading, you know. So everyone's spirit seems to be really, really saying we have got to take care of the temples. We have to take care of the bodies that are hosting the spirit. You know, a spirit in a weak vessel is nowhere near as strong as it's supposed to be, as it can be. So I'm listening. I'm paying attention. And especially during all of this COVID, you know, these shows are right now. We deal with right now issues. And with all of this COVID and social distancing and all of that going on, there's still a hard press for us to take care of our bodies and take care of our minds, take care of our spirits. You know, it's no longer can we just focus on the spirit. And I'm paying attention, universe. I'm paying attention to what is being said, what's being shared, where the emphasis is, and how I can be helpful in that. You know, how do I continue to bring attention, awareness? How do I work on it for my own self? Because, you know, I'm a transparent leader, okay? I don't ask you do nothing that I'm not already in the middle of, you know. I'm not asking you to follow me. I'm asking you to join me. You know, we're in the middle of this together. And so as we are working hard together in this, we need to be aware of all the different dynamics. So holistic self-care, when I was speaking with the angel, I was like, okay, I got it. I get it. This is another way of us being gentle with our own selves. But I'm going to let the sister come on and introduce it. So let me see if I can grab her. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings.
How are you, dear?
I am doing well. I am doing well.
Awesome. Awesome.
In the midst of it all.
It's been a minute since we've spoken. How are you and the family?
My family is great. You know, we're family, so
we're a family
evolving, you know.
Yes.
Everybody's growing. I have two of my children who no longer wear children's size shoes, you know, so
wow.
I'm like, my daughter's complaining because she says none of the women's shoes are cute, so,
yeah.
But the girls' sizes are.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, welcome.
Yeah, okay.
Welcome.
Yeah.
And then my son, my husband bought him shoes yesterday. He didn't take him with him to try them on. He's like, oh, he probably wears like a 6, 6.5. I said, yeah, I think so, you know, like a 6, 6.5. They didn't have 6.5, so he got 6, too small.
Okay.
So he really needs a 7.
Wow.
But they're growing up.
They said you do that. Yeah, well, Solomon just had his 21st birthday yesterday, you know.
Oh, wow.
Why did I think
he was so much older than that?
Well, maturity, you know, he's an old soul, okay? He is.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes,
that's it.
He is an old soul. He was there at the baby naming ceremony, trying to be in the middle of everything and holding babies and everything else like that. But
no,
he's 21. He's 21. So life is still continuing. COVID
That's great.
Or not, life is still continuing.
Yeah. Life goes on regardless.
Regardless. And we have to find those ways to get that balance in place. Speaking to a couple of people today, you know, there's a little undercurrent of anxiousness, anxiety, there's an undercurrent of depression running around. And, of course, the people manifest it in different ways because they're different people. And but I can see it. I can feel the energy. And it's like, okay, you know, I understand there's a lot going on. I understand we all might be a little nervous here or there. But, you know, it's time for us to start, you know, we have to really start working on we have to be okay with some situations, and we have to, you know, learn how to work together, you know, share in it, make sure we're taking care of all of our different health topics. We had a show about detox. We had Sister Nikki, the Body Whisperer. She came on and shared so many recipes, techniques, all this stuff, and right before the fast. Now we got to kind of go into, okay, we did the detox, okay? We've removed some of these harmful agents out of our life, out of our diet, all this good stuff. Now we have to work on how do we maintain ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
How do we maintain ourselves? Talk about that self-care. Talk about that energy, that intentional energy of caring for oneself.
Okay. I'm going to start with the big S word, stress.
Oh.
And stress is the biggest enemy, you know, that we have out here. And the understanding of what stress is kind of limited. You know, a lot of people think that events are stressful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the job is stressful, and the marriage is stressful, and, you know, I just can't. You know, that's like a saying now, oh, no, I just can't. I can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the truth is what is seemingly stressful to you may not be stressful to me.
Right.
It may not be stressful to the next person. So that just proves that event or circumstance or whatever is not the owner. Like, it can't be stressful. What's happening is we're responding, you know, with this stress response. We are responding based on our understanding of our life, our understanding of emotions or what's happening in our lives. We label it as stressful.
Okay.
So we go into this fight or flight, you know, over something that it's not needed for. And it's over and over and over and over. We're experiencing the fight or flight syndrome when we're not in any real impending danger. There's no real danger there. That's what the fight or flight response is for. It's for impending danger. Like, I'm about to lose my life, you know. So the body responds in that fight or flight fashion. You know, animals do it. And what happens with animals is they respond fight or flight, and they go back to a peaceful state. We don't do that. And that's what's called stress, you know.
Okay.
So we have to learn how not to manage stress. And this, I was reading in Ron Nefer Amen's book, Stress Free for Life. Don't eradicate it. I mean, excuse me, eradicate it. Don't manage it. Because if you're managing stress, you're trying to figure out, ways to cope with it, ways to keep it in your life, basically.
Yes.
You know, and still function optimally, and that's not going to work. We can't keep stress around and function optimally. You know, we talk about self-care in these ways, and a lot of the self-care modalities that people are speaking about, massage and, you know, soaking your feet and, you know, getting Reiki and acupuncture and going for long walks, all that stuff is great. But people are using that also to manage stress.
To manage the stress. That's right.
Right.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. And then we have to really look at the science of it and see how physiologically and biologically and psychosomatically how can we eradicate it? Because it can be done, you know?
Right.
It's reprogramming the brain. It's building those new neural networks and redefining what these situations are bringing us. So
absolutely.
I can say, okay, my car needs work. It needs some major work right now. Major.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to cost a lot of money. Of course, yeah, I need to get a new van. Absolutely. But I'm not going to say I'm not in a position to do that right now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I block myself when I say that. You know?
Absolutely.
I say I'm going to envision myself driving in my new van, and I'm going to put it out to spirit and allow for spirit to help me to bring this into manifestation.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to block myself from the jump. Oh, I can't
That's
do
right.
that right now. No, no. And we're
mm-hmm.
limiting ourselves when we do that. You know, I'm not going to, you know, you hear people all the time, oh, I'm so sick of this job. This is stressing me out, you know. No.
Yeah.
you're
yeah.
choosing to
yeah.
be stressed.
Yeah. You're allowing yourself to be stressed. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Instead of informing yourself, you know, like
mm-hmm.
we have to self-educate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then there are environments we just shouldn't be in. And what we're perceiving as stress are is very clear signals that we need to go. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's not even a matter of stress. The universe is trying to send you a signal that this is not for you. You know, and so you're absolutely right. It's the interpretation. Am I going to even allow this to bother me? You know,
right.
do I have to allow it to bother me?
Exactly.
So we're getting an idea about what stress is and what it's not. Now, do you take a moment and explain to us how the body responds to that stress?
Oh, my God. It's like a plethora.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so many. Any illness that you see out here, you know?
That's right.
It's
illness, that's dis-ease. This
it
stress
is
causing you dis-ease. You are uncomfortable, you know, and
it
your
is.
Body is explaining to you, I am uncomfortable, I don't like this decision that you've made, and I'm going to let you know. Here's your feedback, okay? And so when they say stress kills, it really can be that critical.
Oh, yes.
It can be that critical.
Mm-hmm. It puts your body
mm-hmm.
in a state of tension, like a state of deadlock
Correct.
Almost, you know,
mm-hmm.
where
mm-hmm.
it becomes very hard to detoxify even, you know.
Yes.
Even
yes.
like when we detoxify, we remove a lot of the chemicals and harmful toxins within our body that actually causes some type of dis-ease or malfunction,
yes.
right,
mm-hmm.
that contributes to the physiological feeling of stress, where people
That's
feel
right.
like they can't cope because the nervous
mm-hmm.
system is out of whack, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we don't get what we need out here. We don't get the proper nourishment, you know, going
yes.
to, you know,
yes.
deeper into that self-care. We have to really research and find out what we really need, you know? And,
Absolutely.
You know, you look in the world and you say to yourself, when you go to the grocery stores, did all this stuff exist when my mama was growing up? You can just go there.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
you don't even have to go far, far back.
Okay.
When my mama was
okay.
growing up, did they have all this processed food? What is this? It's not
exactly.
food, y'all. It is
exactly.
not food.
Mm.
Most of the grocery store is not food.
Nope. It's sugar. You know, and I
yeah.
had to learn, oh my God, Sister Unique sent me the video and I think I watched about 3-4 times and I was like, oh, why do they have to put sugar in everything? Why,
everything.
You know, everything, spaghetti sauce? I was like, no, that's just spaghetti sauce. No, everything has sugar in it. So me, I'm thinking I'm doing something by like, oh, okay, no cookie, no pie. Okay, I could do that. Let go of the candy. Okay, I could do that. But spaghetti sauce? I was like, man,
yeah.
you know. And really, it has just dulled our senses altogether.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to one sister who's doing this fast with us, and she said, you know what? My food tastes better. You know, things that I used to over salt. I'm like, okay, I don't need this much salt. I don't need this much butter. I don't need this much anything, you know. And she's
right.
like, it's just been such an eye opener, and it has literally changed her taste buds.
Yeah,
so, you know, I know I've been through the change. You know, I feel like I'm like a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at some of the excesses that I had before. I was like, now you know you were too far, and your body was trying to tell you you were too far. You know,
mm-hmm.
so you were not listening, and you were allowing yourself to be at dis-ease. You know, you're not
mm-hmm.
at ease with this process. So,
right.
Absolutely. Our bodies tell on us. You know, and it's a miraculous machine because it heals itself.
Oh, my God.
So even what you've done so far can be adjusted.
Yep, it can be adjusted. All you got to do is stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
I mean, like screeching halt, stop. Exactly.
Yes, a screeching
and
halt.
Then in our community, we have too many things that are hereditary, that have just been passed down.
Yeah.
One of them is poor eating habits, number one.
Yeah.
Number two is, you know, that high blood pressure, you know, the cholesterol, the way we cook our food.
Mm-hmm.
And then right now, the quality of food is just not what it was. It just
was not
what it was. And so, you know, we're not even starting with a good quality of food. You know, I don't eat red meat, but there's nothing wrong with red meat if you're eating a good piece of red meat and you're eating it and allowing your body to digest it. I think it takes your body 3 days to digest red meat, okay? But that's not the way Americans eat red meat. They eat it in the morning. They eat it in the afternoon. They eat it in the evening. And they just get so accustomed to eating it that they're, you know, impacting themselves. And
yep.
we get back to our disease.
I mean, you know, even like a lot of these viruses, you know, let's just take COVID for one. These things are transferred to us from animals, first of all,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then those viruses usually don't jump species. But when you start eating that as a human, now you're messing with stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Certain eating out here in the wild, you know, you just need to leave that alone. You know, leave it alone. Don't eat bats. Don't eat bears. Don't eat tigers. You know, don't eat these things. Don't eat pangolin. You know, leave these things be. Leave it alone because it's a violation, like laws of nature.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what this is what happens. Like, man will destroy man. You know, nothing else has to intervene.
Oh my God.
Man will do it. Get all on his own.
Mm-mm,
you know, just because of just breaking the laws of nature. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And you find we are always pushing it. You know, try this, try that. You know, pushing it. How much can we eat? How cheap can we get the food? You know, I heard one commercial on the air, and it said the kid was telling Dad, you can't even afford to make this sandwich at home. And I was like, that should be a sign, though. You know what I mean? Not the sign that you're trying to teach us, but that should be a sign that if they can produce something that much cheaper, How much quality are you eating? And the kid went through listing all the ingredients. Oh, you can't get this. You can't get all this for like $2.99. You can't do it. And I'm thinking to myself, that's not a good sign, son. You know what I'm saying?
That's
not
a good
sign.
That's
and I'm
not a
around,
good sign.
I'm like, right. Am I the only one that's hearing it? I might be the only one hearing it like that, but I was like,
Yeah.
Anytime you tell, you can't get it cheaper. I was like, ugh, I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know if you should be putting your mouth on that, you know.
Right.
And so it's like, I don't
Let's
think
be clear.
So. Okay.
That's funny.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was very funny. You know, and it just shows us, though, how accustomed we are needing it cheap, needing it fat, not even needing it.
Right.
I'm going to say expecting it. You know, part of devotions if you give up fast food. And
mm-hmm.
I don't eat a lot of fast food, but once a week, if I'm running late here or there, I'll grab the baby. Well, not really baby, but I'll grab the youngest something. And so this week, this month, we're just not doing it. It's okay. But I have done more time in the kitchen, more cooking, more intentional planning. And I'm like, and I tell him, I'm like, you know, it's just that my food tastes better. And he just laughs. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, he's like, yeah.
And your food is already good.
Promotions.
Like,
look, I enjoy cooking, okay? I mean,
at those retreats.
And it's that love, okay?
Oh, my God. You know.
Look, all the vegans
I'm
say that.
You.
All my vegetarians say that. Yay.
It's true.
I work hard at it. But
and like
look,
even
I'm
like you said, cooking, you know,
yes.
When we get back
it's
into the kitchen, it
yeah,
is an art
gotcha.
When we learn how to organize and how to plan and how to prep
yes.
so that things are
yes.
not rushed. I'm still balancing that. You know, I am
yes.
like
mm-hmm.
I still have an issue with like planning my meals and,
mm-hmm.
you know, the
mm-hmm.
day of I'm like, OK, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I have this gift
mm-hmm.
of improvisation and I can do it. However,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to put the extra,
right.
you know, rush on it. You know, next
mm-hmm.
thing, I'm like, OK, oh, I need to get this. So I got to get that. I got to get that. You know, so I put
mm-hmm.
myself into overdrive, you know,
yes.
and that doesn't have to happen. So I also have been thinking about that being a part of my own self-care. Really planning my
mm.
meals, writing my
mm-hmm.
menus down, shopping for
mm-hmm.
them, you know, and just really taking
mm-hmm.
that time out for myself and looking at that as me time because I'm responsible
yes.
mainly for the meals in my house. So that's me
yes.
time where I spend that time planning my week's meals, you know,
mm-hmm.
and now I don't
mm-hmm.
have to think about it so much from day to day. I already
right.
know what's happening. Okay, I have this. I know what that's going to be. I know what that's going to be, you know? So it just makes things run a lot smoother.
You brought up a key point. How do we make self-care routine? How do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make sure that every, I don't care what your treat for yourself is, you know, if you do the massages, if you do the pedicures, if you just do, you know, a weekend, you know, at the beach, whatever your thing is, whatever you're trying to do for yourself, how do we make that part of a routine? How do we make sure to put ourselves first? Because if we never make it part of the routine, then we never will get to it, you know, especially, and I find, you know, people that are spiritual, that are living a what I would call a higher life, they tend to be service oriented, you know. And so these are the people that are going to work hard for everybody else. But I'm like,
mm-hmm.
okay, but what about yourself? You know, who is doing that
yeah.
work for you? And so that becomes like the challenge in it. How do we get, you know, people to make it part of their routine? And, you know, this is a learning show. We are always learning. We're always building.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would love to hear from anyone, everyone, about this self-care. How do we put this self-care in motion? How do we make it part of our routine? All you have to do is press 1. That lets me know that you'd like to speak, join the conversation. But we have got to find a way to make sure that we're doing our self-care. And also, do it in a way that's not killing the wallet. You know, we're not trying to kill the wallet. We may not have a lot of time, like, away from the kitties and everything else like that. So we have to find a way where we can take care of ourselves and we can put things in place for ourselves that we don't have to worry about anything else getting interrupted by it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I read a lot. I was going to say avid reader. I don't know what constitutes avid, but I enjoy reading. Okay? That is my thing. I do it late at night. I do it in the morning. It doesn't matter. I enjoy expanding my brain and really, really applying myself. And so part of my self-care is making sure I am getting my reading in, making sure that if I need a new book, I will make the sacrifice to get me a book, you know, mm-hmm. that I will allow myself that small indulgence, you know, and, you know, for people that got kids and would like to use kids as an excuse, those boogers are always growing, always, always, always. They grow in their sleep. They're always going to need shoes. They're always going to need socks. They're always going to need new T-shirts, you know, I mean, yeah. always.
So
sometimes
true.
You got to pinch a little for yourself and allow this and be okay with it. Be like, hey, you know, I've made sacrifices all month long for them. I need them now to be patient as I make a sacrifice for myself. And whether that is getting you a good book to read, for some people, it might be just relaxing and watching some YouTube videos or whatever. But, you know, we
right.
have to start finding ways to treat ourselves well, because no one else is responsible for ourselves but us. So
That's
we
right.
are responsible for making sure we are being taken care of.
Correct.
To me, that's a no-brainer. Okay, let's put this all in motion. You know, let's really start to say, hey, I'm worth this time, energy,
oh, yeah.
money, whatever. I'm worth it. I'm worth it. And I can
Sounds
promise
good.
You, all my parents out there, you might feel a little guilty. Oh, I got to be away from the little one. I got to do. Like when I do retreat, my little ones, they go to grandma's house, but now the Solomon's so old, I don't know, the Migos Solomon's house, I don't know. But I know that when I come back, I'm a better person. I'm stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more relaxed, even though I've been up from sun up to sundown. I am better because I've taken care of myself. And so,
oh, yeah.
you know, we don't have to feel guilty, and we don't have to feel no kind of way because we took some time for ourselves. Let's go ahead and keep pushing forward so that we can be better for those that we do care and love, you know. So I'm going to say do it for yourself first, but, you know, I just also want you to know that everyone reaps the benefit of it. So don't hesitate
mm-hmm.
to benefit yourself, you know, knowing that it trickles all the way down, you know?
It does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They feel it.
Yeah, they do feel it. They don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
They may not realize what it is, you know, but I know I enjoy missing my little one, you know. So, sister, we have a caller that would like to speak. I want you to hold on for just a second, okay?
Okay.
Greetings, welcome to the show.
Great day. How are you?
Oh, we are well. How you doing?
I am well, and thank you for the topic from both of you. This is a great topic today. And
awesome.
I wasn't going to speak, but you said something, and I said, you know what, maybe if I share something, maybe that'll help the collective group also. And so
awesome.
As a part of my healing, my self-care,
mm-hmm.
so what I do is, like, I kind of picked it up off my mom, like, so she knows that she's going to watch her favorite shows. And so while she's watching her favorite shows, it's just like on cartoon, you know, whatever, TV or whatever, during the break, she does her little exercises from the commercial break. So she'll know that she's going to get in about 15 to 20 minutes of exercises in the 60-minute show. Now, she in her 60s,
okay.
so that's good enough for her. And so
mm-hmm.
I kind of, like, picked up off of her, and so I do my exercises when you're doing your devotion in the morning time
mm-hmm.
as a way for me to get into the routine. I said, okay, this is going to be my first 30 days of making sure that during this time, while I'm doing this and I'm settled, I can also take care of myself a little bit better. and start mm-hmm. exercising and doing something. And the reason why mm-hmm. I'm sharing that story is because it's only been 20 days, right?
Right.
But a few days ago, my daughter, you know, early last week, she said, "Dad, you cooking a lot for yourself." And I'm like, "Yeah, you know, I'm going through some things. I'm doing some better self care, so I'm feeding myself better, you know, the smoothies and all that stuff." A couple of days later, she came home from work and sat down on the couch. I was excited. Oh, my baby coming to sit down next to me and talk. And she said, "Dad, I'm mm-hmm. moving." And I said, "Huh?" And she said, "I'm leaving. Can you help me move my bed?" I'm like, "You leaving now?" She's like, "Yeah, Dad, you cool. I ain't worried about leaving. So, yeah, I'm gone." You know, I'm a single father that raised my daughter from birth. And so mm-hmm. the self-care, me ignoring her, like, "You know what, I ain't got no time for you right now. I got to take care of myself." But that's what she needed so that she was comfortable to do what she needed to do. And so thank mm-hmm. both of you, because both of you are just sharing with me, you know, that I need to keep on doing it, keep on pushing, because the people that love me are going to benefit from me taking care of myself in a better way. So thank both of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No problem.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing. Absolutely. So
thank you.
I heard a couple of things. You know me, I'm always, I'm double listening, okay? Not only do other people benefit from when we take care of ourselves, that also means that other people don't benefit when we don't take care of ourselves. You know, there is a repercussion. I know when I used to live in Atlanta, I love roller coasters, Ferris. I get on anything. If it has a little bit of a harness, I'm going to get on it. I get on carnival rides. I don't care. I'm dangerous. I'm out there. And so it was ritual for us to go and get Six Flags passes and have a good time. And every now and again, you'll see where you have to push a little hard on those harnesses. You know, I was like, we got to correct this. I didn't want to slow them down, because I can't get on the ride. You know, I didn't want to slow them down because I can't walk the park like I used to. You know what I'm saying? So every spring, we would get that motion. Hey, we're going to work on this together, okay? Because all of us, are nice and thick, and it's like, okay, all of that is wonderful, but, you know, are we healthy, and are we able to do the things that we really want to do? You know, and that's when that self-care starts to really pop up. Are you doing, mm-hmm. are you limited by doing something that you really want because of a situation you've allowed to get out of hand?
Yeah, that's true.
And we do that. You know, we do that. You know, we live out of a fear or a lack. And when we get accustomed to that, then we're not able to really project ourselves and do our self-care.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would love to, you know, speaking about self-care, we've been talking about the physical and how important that is, and it's super important. You know, what about the emotional self-care? You know,
mm-hmm.
I know people have been feeling some sort of way, not just since the COVID, but COVID's not helping anything. There are people that have been kind of sheltered in by themselves, you know, and that's not healthy. You know, it's not healthy for humans to be by themselves like that.
No,
it's not healthy for us not to have. I'm in the grocery store, and I want to be smiling at people because that's just, I'm a friendly person. And people have these masks on. I'm like, I can't even tell if you're smiling at me or not. You know, I can't even hear, you know, we're back to the rude talk. You know, I can't even be like, "Oh, good afternoon," and rah, 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 because, you know, people aren't speaking with the masks and stuff. And so there are some people where all of this isolation that we've been going through is creating a need, an emotional need for company, an emotional need for other people. And that can be translated into stress, you know, because I'm going to be real careful about what I call stress now. Because from the definition you gave, stress is a choice. You know,
right.
from the definition you gave, we can decide to have this situation take us out, you know, get us all messed up in the head, everything like that. Or we
right.
can make the choice that this, you know, it may not be comfortable, it may not be ideal, but I'm going to try it again in the morning. Okay, I'll try it again another day, another time, another person, but I'll just try
right.
it later. I don't
yeah.
have to make it the end-all, be-all right now.
Because life is to be lived, you know?
Yes.
Life is
yes.
to be lived. And,
yes.
and we do. We have freedom of choice. We have – that's what makes us different from any other being on the earth, any animal, any other. We do have
yes.
choice. And that's what makes us free, you know? It's like
yes.
we have the freedom to choose how we're going to respond to a situation. You
Absolutely.
Know, if I respond stressfully or what seems to be stressful emotionally, right, with
mm-hmm.
anger or fear or I'm grieving or I'm just done with something and I just can't take this anymore, like all those types of sayings, instead of just taking things as they come, and looking
right.
at the situation, you know, it's like, okay, you know, if I know I've been told it's going to take about $1,000 to fix my car.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, okay. I didn't feel anything. You know, I just said,
mm-hmm.
oh, okay. Do I want to do that? That was my next question.
Right.
Do I want
right.
to spend that on this van or do I want to do something else? You know?
Right.
I don't know
mm-hmm.
about that. Let me think about it. You know, and...
Mm-hmm.
keep it moving. You know, when my children are
yes.
bonkers in the house and I haven't gotten enough sleep and I haven't gotten enough nourishment for that day, then I'm going to feel my nerves flare up, right? I'm
right.
going to feel that because I didn't nourish myself. I didn't do that physical self-care that is so needed
right.
when we're sleep deprived. When we call ourselves getting like 5 or 6 hours of sleep a night, that's not enough.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not enough
yeah.
on a daily basis. When we call ourselves going to bed at 12 o'clock, it's not enough.
Yeah.
Like, we need to be asleep by 10, really, you know. And we
yeah.
have to learn how the body works. We have to learn different traditional systems, you know, because we
mm-hmm.
as Black people, as African people, we pretty much set the tone for most all of the traditions, you know. So
yes, we do.
In each tradition that you find us. You know?
That's right.
So it's
that's
like
right.
we have to know them. We have to, oh, that's us. Like, that's us. Like,
that's
we have
right.
to learn, you know, the proper way to live, you know, the proper
Absolutely.
Time to eat. Because you're not supposed to be eating all day, any time of the day, any time of the night. No, because the body
mm-hmm.
is doing different
mm-hmm.
things at night than the daytime. So
exactly.
we have to learn what's happening. When does the body start to, like, break down? Not break down, but slow
mm-hmm.
down. And you see, when the
That's
sun
right.
starts to go down, things, when the birds stop, you know, when everything
mm-hmm.
else starts to calm down, that's when we need to be calming down,
yep.
you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's
yep.
all out here in nature. It's in nature, like the bats come out at night mostly. I'm sitting here in my car because this is my solace. This is where I come.
Okay.
When I just want to be by myself and think and
mm-hmm.
do a webinar or do what I'm doing here on the radio show. When I'm alone and by
right.
myself, I'm like, okay, y'all, I'm going to be in the car. Y'all staying here. You know, I'm telling my husband, I'm going to be in the car, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I
mm-hmm.
come, and it's comfortable to me. It is. So I'm sitting here, and I'm watching these bats come out of my neighbor's roof.
Ooh.
It's like 100 and something bats.
Ooh.
Because it's getting nighttime.
Ooh.
They're coming.
Ooh.
They're falling out by tens, all from her
wow.
roof. And I said, wow,
wow,
she got bats in there. I'm looking like, it's bats up in there like that? Whoa.
Wow, wow.
So
wow.
they obviously sleep there. They sleep in there.
Yes.
So when the sun starts
yes.
to set, they come out. I said, oh, wow, look at that. That's very interesting.
Yes. Look, super interesting.
Very much.
You know, I believe in signs of nature, you know.
Yeah.
And so this is when we need to tag ourselves back. Pull back, you know what I'm saying? Allow
yeah,
that
pull
energy
back.
That needs to be present at night and active, allow that to be active and pull
yes.
your own self back, you know, because, like you said, there's a reason and a rhythm for everything. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we need to be listening and paying attention as we're trying to create a more holistic understanding, because once we start getting our holistic understanding together, then we start to be at one with our environment.
Exactly.
We'll be at one with ourselves. Stop fighting yourself. Stop arguing with yourself.
Yeah.
One thing that came out on the show with Sister Unique last week, and I thought it was pivotal, is that when we are doing this battle of within, the thing that is lacking the most is discipline, you know?
Absolutely.
And so everything that you're saying, I'm like, yes, why don't we do this? Why don't we do this like right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer always goes back to that discipline. We're not
mm-hmm.
disciplined in our thoughts. We're not disciplined in our actions. You know,
right.
we've allowed work to become more important. We've allowed
yep.
other people's thoughts and opinions to wreak havoc
matter.
On ourselves and on our, to matter, right? We've allowed other people. All right, now you're the star of your show. You're the star of your
yeah.
life. But you still allowed other people to come in and play those top roles. I'm like, what is that about?
Right.
So when you
right.
are taking care of yourself, remember, we are responsible for our own self-care. I can't,
yeah.
I should not be waiting on Sister Makita to say, Mama Seven, what you doing with this and what's that? I don't need to wait on that. I got to be
right.
more pro. I have to be more proactive and say, okay, you know, let me analyze this. What is this? What am I doing? Am I allowing things to slack? And not to beat our own selves up, you know, but as parents, a lot of times that sacrifice is a natural. We start when they're young, and, you know, of course they need things around the clock. But sometimes we never even pull up from that. You know what I'm saying? We
yeah.
never put ourselves first. And so we get to the point where we're like, okay, when do you fit in? Are you really waiting for your youngest child to graduate high school before you start to live a life, you know? And that's not fair to you. And it's also not
right.
fair to everyone else, because that means everyone else is dealing with a substandard version of you.
Yeah. Oh, it's true. And one other thing I wanted to make mention of is the whole circumstance around COVID-19, having to be quarantined and having to be away from people.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we feel the need to be with people. And, yes, it is something that is – we need it. We need to
mm-hmm.
convene, you know. And there
yeah.
are times when we don't. And there are times when we really need to sit with ourselves to figure out who are we, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, what
uh-huh.
is this face that I'm taking in public? Is that really who I am, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like,
or
we
who
really
I want
have
to be.
Get to know
yeah.
who we are. Because, you know,
uh-huh.
as a child, we're surrounded by so many personalities. And as children, we're like sponges. So we soak that up. We soak up everybody's
right.
character. So as we grow, we still have that. So we, as we're growing, we're maturing, we're developing, we have to figure out which one of these characters is what I am. You know, like,
wow.
what's my true expression, really?
Mm-hmm.
What is my
mm-hmm.
true, am I trying to live up to what my mother wants for me? Am I trying to live her dream
mm.
for me? My
mm.
father's dream for me? You know, what about, what does spirit want me to do? You know?
Right.
I'm a different
right.
expression than all these other people around me. I didn't grow up to be them, you know?
Exactly.
They're going to be a
yeah.
part of me, but there's something unique within me that I'm supposed to express in the world. And that's how spirit comes through me, through my own
Absolutely.
Individual unique expression.
Mm-hmm.
Not being my mother out here, you know.
That's right.
Not like
That's right.
trying to make my living arrangements like my grandmother's and trying to live up to her standards.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do
mm-hmm.
that. I have a whole unique, you know, it's just a different situation.
Absolutely. The times
so,
are different.
In this quietness.
The needs are different. Everything
right.
is different. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So within this quietness mm-hmm. of being quarantined and these things, we have to really take advantage of it. And we should have been taking advantage of it and really being quiet and getting to know
yes.
the voices in our heads and saying,
yes.
who is that talking? You know,
mm-hmm.
is that me? You know?
Okay.
Do I really
okay.
like, do I really feel like that? You know, no, as a matter of fact, I don't even really cut for that stuff. Wait a minute.
Right, right.
You know, and just reevaluating what's going on
yes.
here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's deep. It's like, okay, who am I?
And it, you know what? And you're so correct, because there are some of us that wouldn't even slow down. We wouldn't even slow down.
Yeah.
We go from job to job to health and responsibilities, to go to sleep,
mm-hmm.
to wake up, to bounce back and forth to jobs. And I'm like, okay, where,
yeah.
you have lost years of your life not being aware of what's going on. So
yeah.
100% you are correct. I got a caller that would like to join us, okay? So hold on for just
okay.
a second. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Peace. Alafia. How are
oh,
you, ladies?
Alafia. Sister.
Alafia.
How you doing?
Yes, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
goodness. So, self-care. Woo.
Yes.
This is
yes.
a great topic because
yes.
during this fast, or what I call a reset, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm resetting a lot of things and also releasing things. And one of the
mm-hmm.
things about I've learned, or I'm learning more about myself with self-care, is not just the physical, but the emotional things that I have to not get rid of, but necessarily allow myself to have. So
mm-hmm.
In this process, I've learned a part of my self-care is allowing myself to be loved by the opposite sex, which are my brothers. And allowing
mm-hmm.
them to be the men who they are and allowing them to love me, not controlling how I should be loved,
mm-hmm.
but allowing them to love me
Ooh.
And embrace me.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Because
you just said
I
some
know,
words right there.
I know, no.
You
know,
said.
I know what I want, the way I want and how I want it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Sometimes what you think you want is not what you really
yeah.
need. So
yeah.
allowing myself to be loved is a part of my self-care, and it does so much for me. Now for me, I am, and I said this before, I'm single, so I live by
mm-hmm.
myself. So during this time, I'm in the house by myself. So when
mm-hmm.
I come in the house, I don't have anybody to blame. I can't, my dishes didn't get dirty because everybody dirtied the house. It's
right.
I wash dishes. It's me. I get in the house like, who's going to take the trash? Oh, come on. It's you.
Oh, yeah.
I got
you.
You know, so.
That's funny.
But I've been randomly having these brothers pop up to do things for me. And, you know, at first I'm just like,
Amen.
Yeah, I got it, you know, because I'm a woman, this and that. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, no, can I pull your trash
yeah,
and you
okay.
sure can? Can
okay.
I bring your girl? You sure can. You
yes,
know?
Sir.
Yeah, yes, sir.
That is
you
wonderful.
Know what I'm saying? Can I pay your boy?
Mm-hmm.
You sure can. You know?
Yes, okay.
You know, just allowing them. Can I open the door for you? Here's a flower. You know, or just sitting down and saying, I just want to be in your presence. You know what I'm saying? That is such a beautiful thing, and it's a give and take. You know what I'm saying? Because they're giving me what I need, and I'm giving them what they
mm-hmm.
need. And emotionally, we don't take care of ourselves like
mm-hmm.
that. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? We don't allow,
yes.
allow ourselves to be loved. You know what I'm saying?
You
or
were saying some words.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So for me, that's a part of my self care that I'm working on. So I just want to share that with you, And thank you again for the opportunity. And love you both and can't wait to see you both. Peace.
Yay.
Bye. Love you.
Ooh, I can't wait to the next retreat.
Okay. Cause that's how we get down. Boy, she said all that in this little nice, sweet, sweet voice and everything like that. And
I'm
she was straight hitting people in the head, okay? And I'm like,
oh okay. Yeah.
In a cute voice. Oh, I love it. Wonderful. In the head. Hit in the head.
Okay.
Allow other people to love you is part of your own self-care.
That's what? Right.
That concept, I'm still sitting here. I'll be sitting here with my mouth open for the rest of the night because I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I
in the way that they love you.
Open to love, being open to love in the way they want to love you.
Yeah. Not you being all
it's
controlling.
Part of your self-care. Yeah, it's part of your
love me like
self-care.
This.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Love me like this. Every
yeah,
which way, love me like this.
Yeah, we miss opportunities for that experience when we are being so, I guess, closed-minded and pushing and everything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, she said it in a nice voice, but she said some words, okay?
She did
and
say
so,
some words.
You know, and it's always, it's always a little difficult when it comes to accepting someone else. You know, you're like, oh, where is this going? What are you doing? How is this going to work? How is it going to end? And putting all this, like you said, stress. Now, that's not really stress because you don't have to receive it that way. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? You
don't you
have
don't.
To absorb it in that way. You can just allow someone to express their kindness for you and allow that to be loving yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clearing out the emotional baggage, you know, that's all like emotional hygiene, you know, mental hygiene. It's really, you know, sweeping that stuff out. You know, just really you saying what's going to stay in there and what's not going to stay, you know, just cleaning it out.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
and we have to do it. We have to do it. We have to allow for the cleanup, the clean out. You know, it's almost like having a cavity in your mouth. We don't just go and start putting filler on top of the cat. You got to go in there and clean that mess out. You got to
clean
it out.
You
actually, you're going to hurt yourself more by just trying to act like it wasn't rotten and like just go and start working on top of it. You have to clean that out. And so, oh my goodness. Yeah.
It's
but
beautiful.
You said it in such a nice way, huh?
mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you know, part of that self-care, and especially when it comes to love, and I am not the love guru. Everybody, please remember, that's not my thing. But when it comes to love, that is medicine for the soul. You can't give out enough of it. You know, you can't receive too much of it. So when you are around someone and their positivity is making you positive, stay right there. Now, if you're around someone and their negativity is making you negative, that clear sign, we got dis-ease at that point. We have dis-ease.
That's right.
Ooh,
that's right.
Did you do it? I mean, she hit us in the head with that. Sister, we have another caller that would like to speak. And I wanted to try to get this caller in before we start winding down. But let me see if I can grab. Greetings. Welcome to the call.
Hey, good evening.
Greetings. How are you?
Good evening.
I'm well. How are you?
Good. All right.
Good.
How's our self-care coming along?
Self-care is coming along amazing. My part of my self-care is therapy.
Okay.
So I started back to therapy. I haven't been. I hadn't been for a while. But it was refreshing. And it was refreshing because I realized I had some cleanup to do. You know, things that I thought I'd healed from and gotten past, No, yeah. During the session, my jaw was clenching, and I'm holding back tears just talking about things, and I'm like, wait a minute. You know, so I have some letters to write to let it out and burn because it's time. No more putting Band-Aids on things. It's time to get it all cleaned out and healed.
Yep. Look, Band-Aids or broken arms never work, okay?
Not at all.
Be clear on that. That is a recipe for disaster. And so, no, we have to go deeper. And as a therapist, and we got a couple of therapists within A Wonderful Approach, it's a wonderful tool. I don't care where you get your clarity, how you apply. That part doesn't matter. What matters is you go and do it.
Right.
Yeah. You can have the greatest tool in your toolbox, but if you never pull it out to use it, it's not doing anything.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And like you said, being a carer, a nurturer, I'm a registered nurse. So I'm busy caring for others and taking care of things, and I'm neglecting myself.
And it happens. Just like that.
Classic.
Yeah. But it's time.
Yeah.
It's past time.
It's awesome.
And I'm getting it done.
Absolutely awesome. Is this your first time calling into the show?
It is, Mama 7. This is Siobhan.
All right. I recognize the voice, but I'm like, well, hold on now. Welcome to the program. I'm so glad that you pressed one. I'm so glad that you shared. That self-care, like I said, we got to do it. You've got to do it. So I hope this is your first time, but not your last time. We do this every Wednesday.
Definitely not.
Okay.
I'm listening. I'm listening all the time.
Awesome.
Alrighty. Well,
so
thank you.
So
I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling in. Absolutely. All right. See. Self-care is especially, I have to say it again, especially for those that are taking care of other people, you've got to take care of yourself. You know, the airplane says, put the mask on yourself first before assisting other people. They're talking to you. They're talking to you. And taking those moments out to be a better caretaker is so important. You know, and sometimes we get to thinking, oh, if I don't do it, it don't get done. Can't nobody do it like me and everything else like that. So a lot of times we'll feel like that. But that is not the truth. We have to take care of ourselves. And it might mean putting some other people on the back burner. You know, Chief called in and said, hey, my daughter has moved on. You know, I guess I'm on the front burner now. You know, I guess I am the priority in life now. And even though that's a change, it's time. It is time. I know, Sister Mayotte, you have an adult child. And as your children grow, their needs of you change. How is it dealing with some of that?
Well, my adult child, almost adult child, because, you know, he's 20. He'll be 21 in August. And he's got this mentality, like he's got to grind. You know, he's got to be on a grind. And I'm like, why do you feel like you got to be on the grind? And it's because he's caught up in this energy, like this rat race type of energy.
Yes.
You know, trying to do this. He's motivated, you know, but he's making bad decisions, you know.
Trying to rush.
But he seems to, just trying to get a car and, you know, trying to be in what he considers a better situation. But I'm like, you're in a good situation. He just doesn't see it. So we talk often, you know. He has
how
a girlfriend.
Oh, Lord. See, I'm so not
Yeah.
How do you keep your care up in the middle of him? How do you stop yourself from, like, jumping in front of him and saying, no, this is not good? Did it? How do you keep your own mental wits about you when dealing with these, you know, attempting to be adult children? You know, they have to go. They have to learn. They have to try all this. But how do you keep up with yourself? How do you keep up with your self-care?
I let go of that. You know, I don't try and press because I used to be that age. And one thing that I know is that no matter what you say, they're still going to do it. You know, they're still going to be out here experimenting in life. They're still going to do it. They're still going to press go. They're going to do it. So I'm here to guide. I said, whenever you need to talk to me, I'm here. He calls middle of the night if he needs to. He doesn't hold back, you know, and we have that type of relationship. It's very, we're solid, you know, we are very, very solid. Yeah. So I let go, you know, my grandmother always say, let go and let God. I can't control the situation. Yeah. I don't try to. Yeah. I pray for him. I include him in my libations. You know, I just ask spirit, I ask the ancestors to continue to guide him. I tell him to be meditating, pouring your libation, you know, calling on your ancestors. I'm constantly feeding this into him. I always have, and he knows that I always will. He knows where I'm going to come from. So he already knows. So, you know, I trust that even if he makes a bad decision, he knows that he's made a bad decision. And I'm like, okay, at some point you have to pull up and pull out. You know, you have to say, okay, I'm not going to do that. So, you know, if
you said the magic word. You said the magic word. You know what the magic word is? Trust.
Trust. Let go and let God. I
trust.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm not going to allow for that to, like, drive, you know, I can't be that one pacing my floors, you know, wonder how he's doing, how he's doing.
We'll give up our own self-care for other people.
We will.
Oh, this person needs me. Oh, this person.
Oh,
like, and like you said, will that situation, you know, kind of, are you seeing it as a need or are you not moving forward because you just don't want to, you're not ready to or whatever.
Right.
So
100%,
it's a tricky thing. You know, how do we maintain our self-care in the middle of other people's stuff? People that we love, you know, of course, love the children. At the same time, I can't sacrifice myself when, you know, especially when we're talking about those adult children that are trying so desperately. They're trying hard to do the right thing. We just have to support them in it.
Yeah, support them. That's it. And then the smaller children, you know, they have to know that you're going to do things for yourself. And if they don't like it, you're still going to do it anyway. And that's teaching them, you know, how to care for their own selves. You know, no, I'm not going to put off what I want to do for myself. If I want to sit on my back porch and soak my feet and sit in my little chair, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
You know, you can do whatever you're doing in here, play outside or whatever, but this is what I'm doing right now. You know,
We have to allow ourselves that. We do. Unapologetically.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry that I have to take care of myself.
That's another step. That's another step. To be unapologetic, that's a whole other step. To do it is one thing, but to be okay with it, sister, I got a call. I'd love to get, hold on for just a second, okay?
Please do. Yes.
Oh, yes. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, Mother Seven. How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, I am well. Oh, Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, honey. Down here in hot, sweaty Florida, one minute storming and raining the next minute.
that means you're in Florida. That 100% certifies you to be in Florida. How are you?
I'm telling you. I'm good, sweetheart. I'm good.
Good. Tell us about that self-care.
Oh, gosh. I had to jump in on this one. My self-care, as Seven knows, is reading. And I can pull a disappearing act in a minute and say, I need a break. Even when we're on our retreat, I have my little book, and take a five-minute break, read, and come back, and I'm good. I'm good.
Yes.
But speaking, thinking about your guest speaker and the children, and Seven knows I have two boys and she has two boys, yeah. and we were talking about yeah. that over the years, their growth and their differences is unbelievable. I mean, like night and day. And we go by, I go by the bringing up, my upbringing from my mom, and setting a good foundation and passing that along to them, you know, because I realize now, you know, boys are definitely different than girls. And you still have to give them a foundation, especially, you know, basically being a single parent. You know, my husband was around, you know, off and on, but basically mom and I raised them. So they got a lot of feminine knowledge. Okay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, not... feminine in a way, any other way, but just feminine knowledge, how to deal with women, how to deal with certain situations and everything else like that. And, you know, when the father was around, you know, he showed them, you know, the other side, the male side. But dealing with them, like you said, you know, let go and trust God. But I can call me anytime, you know. I don't care. Call me, you know, because both of them are grown and, you know, living their own life. But you still pray for them and talk to the ancestors, you know, let them keep them informed of how to be self-aware of your ancestors and your upbringing so they can talk to them too.
That is right.
You know, so, you know, the youngest one was closer to his father, and the oldest one was closest to my mother. So, you know, I just said, well, you know, talk to your father about it. And, you know, both of them. I said, talk to your father, talk to your grandmother about it. And they just look at me. I said, well, just sit there and talk to her, you know. You know, and see, you know, just to release that. If you can't talk to me, you got to talk it out loud to the spirit world.
To release it.
And let the ancestors handle it. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. They will.
You know, I go back, you know, going behind, you know, take care of this situation and, you know, help me how to handle this situation. Mm-hmm. And now my oldest son's daughter, the mother released custody to him.
Wow.
So that, and that's another whole can of beans, you know. That's my first grandchild. And, you know, I love her a lot, but she's got issues, and she's got attitude. She's 12. She's not even a teen yet. She's 12.
Lord.
And
see,
we had to put her on. Say what?
This is why we have to have our self-care routine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when situations like that come up, it's like, okay, I already know, you know, she can be feisty. Okay, she can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I got to take care of myself first. I got to work on me, and then I'll be able to go and be more patient with her and all of those things that those children need. So, and one thing that you said that I kind of heard trickle through the conversation is when we take care of ourselves, we teach our children to take care of themselves.
That's right.
You know, our children learn how to, you know, even in the middle of a stressful, what I would call a stressful situation, I don't have to come out of pocket. You know, when you got boys, they straight ready to fight. And, you know, it's really, really a chore. And so when we teach them to make ourselves, to allow ourselves to be priority, then we really take, you know, that's a lesson that they'll take with them into their adulthood, intimate mm-hmm. relationship, all of that.
That is so
right.
true. And dropping mm-hmm. those seeds, like always seeding them, you know,
yes.
just in their
yes.
lives, like seeding them, letting them know, like, I take this time for myself because it supports me. Like, I, this
right.
is me supporting me, you know.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. That's right.
And I was so.
That's something they mm-hmm. learn. Mm-hmm.
Right. And I was so surprised when my youngest son called me. He was getting his first apartment. And he said, Mom, can you come up and bless my apartment for me? I, like, almost mm-hmm. dropped the phone.
Oh, yeah.
I said,
awesome.
I said, what? He said, then, you know, when I'm up there, he said, you know, I should have stayed more in tune with what you were doing. And, you know, I said, well, you can still do it. You're never too
you
old to
know.
Learn, honey. You're never
That's
too old
right.
to learn.
It's already
you know,
in him.
Thinking about
that. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
It's in him, and he knows to activate
yep.
this and
he
to
knows
work
to
with
ask
that.
You
know. That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
he knew who to call.
Okay.
<That's
it. laughs> Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling
yeah.
and sharing with us. And look, you
quite
close
welcome.
To that phone. We love it. We love it. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you, ladies.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So, you know, we're doing all this conversation about self-care. And so self-care, it benefits us. It benefits
mm-hmm.
the kids. It benefits the spouse. It benefits our community. It benefits them by teaching them the same things. You know, this is a win-win, okay? I need everybody
oh, yeah.
to see how much everyone wins when we take care of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, absolutely, I'm always a white bath short around Solomon, and, you know, they are learning the family business, you know, to, so to say.
That's right. That's
but
right.
It's so that you have to give it to them. You know, these are the tools that worked for our parents and our grandparents. We absolutely have a responsibility to teach them. Especially
mm-hmm.
the self-care.
Yeah.
Especially
so true.
As we are winding down, I think we hit a time gap because it is almost time. But as we're winding down, you know, I'm thinking about, like, those last things that I really want people to understand about self-care. You know, what are those things that you would like people to understand about self-care if they could take away 2 minutes, 3 minutes from the program, what would you like to really say?
Just remember, right, to guard your psyche, you know, against,
mm-hmm.
you know, those thoughts that are coming to say
mm-hmm.
that this or that is stressful. Number one, we're going to deal with the stress
okay.
first, really categorizing
okay.
this and saying, okay, and just paying more attention to the thoughts that are coming and to the negative self-talk that can happen sometimes, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that mental hygiene is so important, you know, and just replacing
mm-hmm.
those thoughts with something more uplifting, things that are saying what you can do, you know, what you will get over, you know,
yes.
And not accepting those thoughts that say that this or that is stressful or this person is stressing me out. Or whatever, because
right.
whenever we're saying that, we're inviting dis-ease, you know, into our lives.
Yes.
We are inviting
yes.
it just verbally, that word sound, you know, and we're saying, come see me. And,
that's right.
you know, also just remember to take that time out, you know, to just relax in whatever way that you do it, whether it is
right.
getting a massage, whether it is walking, because we, you know, we tune ourselves with nature when we do that. We allow for us to be able to hear a spirit, because that's really ultimately what we want. We want peace and we want happiness. We want joy, you know, because
mm-hmm.
each one of those, peace, love, happiness, joy, all these heal the body. These are vibrations
mm-hmm.
of healing, right? And they say
mm-hmm.
the body heals
Absolutely.
In a state of relaxation and in a state of peace and in a state of joy. The joy releases so abundantly, releases these healing hormones into our bloodstream that just mm-hmm. takes control, you know, and it even has us thinking differently. We begin to look
Absolutely.
At situations in a totally different way. It no longer is a situation that's against us. But, no, I can use this situation to further myself or to further someone else. So
Absolutely.
Just remembering, you
Absolutely.
Know, it's about love. It's about togetherness. It's about problem solving. And not always just accepting your circumstances as law, because we're free, like
right.
we can choose, you know. So that's what I would say.
Absolutely. If I had 2 minutes to say and to let people know something about holistic self-care, I would say it is never too late to start. Start
mm-hmm.
tonight. We get benefits hourly from making changes to ourselves and to our self-care. So don't think it's too late. Don't think you're beyond anything. You know, I can't get there. I can't do this. Let that go. And I like the idea of, you know, just like with prayers, what I'm suggesting and trying to get people back on their prayer, start slow. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to, you know, we're not doing any marathons in the next whatever. You know, start slow. Start with what works for you. Start with your body pattern, which you feel is good, which you feel is natural, you know. But start. That's the important part, is that we start and we start tonight. We don't have to keep pushing
right.
this off. We shouldn't keep pushing it off. When our body is uncomfortable and our mind is uncomfortable, those are clear signs that something's going on, and we need to pay
mm-hmm.
some more attention to whatever is going on. So
yeah.
I really would love to impress upon people, start now.
Mm-hmm.
Make up your mind, start now, and be at peace with your decision, you know? So, dear sister, this has been an absolutely awesome show. I greatly appreciate your energy. And every time we get together, we do this. We cannot wait for retreat season to kick off and we get busy. And I can't wait to see the kids again. But we're going to, you know, leave the people, if you would like, please. I'll give you first choice. Would you like to offer prayer? You know, prayer is also part of that healing modality. We have to have that prayer in our life. And, you know, for all those that are on the line and for those that will be joining us later, you know, understand how these prayers are really here to kind of amen everything that was said before and allow us that opportunity to bring God into what we do. When you bring God into it, you're automatically elevating the energy and the efforts of the work. So,
correct.
Dear sister, I wanted to ask you, would you like to offer prayer for the evening?
Sure, I don't mind. I don't mind at all.
Please.
Okay. All right, everyone. I'm going to start in my comedic tongue first, and then I'll transition. So, in that Tarata Natef Mutinatir, Ita M, Kepronk, Dwa to you, Natir. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to work with my sister, Mama Seven, tonight, and for her giving me the opportunity to come on the show and share, and also to be enlightened by everyone else that tuned in and by her person as well. I say thank you so much for learning together, for being a vessel always, just being reminded how we can work from our higher selves, also
mm-hmm.
just knowing that it's a great balancing act, the whole self-care piece is a great balancing act, and that we should be patient with ourselves and respect
mm-hmm.
Our own sacred pace. We have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for the opportunity to grow and the opportunity to share. As always, thank you for your unconditional, undying love that you shine on us always. Thank you for the ancestors that continue to walk in our spaces, shining their beacon of light on our path. And say thank you this evening. Miss Annette Rock, Duana Tear.
Amen.